Once there was a king who had a very wise advisor. This advisor was the smartest man in the entire kingdom, and everyone admired him. But he had one strange habit. Whenever anything happened, whether it was a good thing or a bad thing, he smiled and nodded and said, "This is wonderful, truly wonderful." Now, you could understand that if someone came into a large sum of money or got married. But he said it was wonderful even when someone broke an arm or lost a job. But this man was so wise that everyone just looked past this one odd habit. One day, the king and his advisor were out hunting in the forest when the king stepped in a trap. "Oh, the royal foot is injured!" The advisor ran over, pried open the jaws of the trap, and the king removed his foot. "Look, the royal foot is bleeding!" The advisor smiled and nodded and said, "This is wonderful, truly wonderful." "That's it, that's it. I am so sick of your saying that everything is wonderful when it's not. You're fired. Go back to the palace, pack your things, and be gone." The advisor smiled, nodded, and said, "This is wonderful, truly wonderful." And he left the king alone in the middle of the forest. "I'm so glad to be rid of him. That advisor was driving me crazy. Well, I came here to hunt, and hunt I will. I can't walk around on this foot. It's throbbing. So maybe if I stand here and I'm very still, some animal will come into my sight, and I can shoot it with my bow and arrow." Well, the king waited, and he waited, and he waited, and then, there, in the underbrush, was a tiger creeping along. The king carefully picked up his bow and was about to take an arrow from the quiver on his back when suddenly he was surrounded by a group of wild-looking people. They grabbed the king. They took him back to their camp. They tied him to a post and started dancing around him, chanting. You see, these people were very different from the king's people. It was their custom to sacrifice the first thing they caught on the day of a hunt to their gods, even if it was a man. The leader of the group had a long, sharp knife, and just as he was about to do the king in, he saw the king's bleeding foot. "Stop! We cannot sacrifice this man. Our gods demand perfection, and this man is not perfect. Look, his foot is bleeding. Take him back to where you found him." So they untied the king, took him back to the place in the forest where they'd found him, and left him there. "Oh, my. Oh, my. Now I understand what my advisor meant." And the king began to limp back to the palace. He went straight to the advisor's room and found him packing his things. "Stop! Oh, you're not fired! Please stay!" And he told the advisor what had happened to him. "So you see, if my foot had not been injured, I wouldn't be here now. I now understand what you meant when you said it was wonderful." "Yes, Your Majesty. But there's still one thing I don't understand. When I fired you from the best job in the kingdom, being my advisor. Yet you said that was wonderful too. Why?" "Oh, that is easy, Your Majesty. You see, there is nothing wrong with my body. It is in perfect condition. If I had been with you when those people attacked, I would have been their sacrifice. You see, Your Majesty, all things work together for the good."